Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the coming years, Lee, you're going to hear the term map phobic.
Yeah.
What is a map? A map? Every time there's a new word the left has invented, it's never good.
Yeah.
A map is a minor attracted person. It's not their fault. We need to have sympathy for them. Look, if they haven't been convicted of breaking any laws, then we shouldn't use terms that carry a lot of negativity. It's wrong and discriminatory. You know, terms like pedophile. Sarah. We need to try to understand these people. Says who? Every major media outlet now has done an article to this effect. USA Today, The New York Times, The Washington Post, AP, Reuters, and most recently Washington Post, which praised a play they reviewed. The play made the argument that it's not fair that we continue punishing pedophiles long after they've served their sentences by making them register. It's all just so unfair and so mean. We need to try to understand this is an orientation. They're born with it, and we should not discriminate. In California, though, they're moving ahead in a more radical way.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Now, again, understand, why do I bring this stuff up? It's California, right? Well, two things. Unfortunately, we have not yet succeeded in building a wall around California to block people from leaving there and coming here. That'll concern you after you hear this. This shocking investigation done by the UK Daily Mail. Again, the media over across the pond doing a better job of policing this country than our actual media. Headline, it's frightening for society. Thousands of convicted pedophiles in California are being released from prison in less than a year for horrific acts, including rape, sodomy, sexual abuse of kids under 14. Daily Mail investigation reveals. What is this doing? This state is becoming a sanctuary for pedophiles. This is part of the MAP movement, the pro-pedophile movement. And look, I told you this, but if we accept that this is that this orientation is with us from birth, then you cannot exclude people from being attracted to children. They can't help it. You have to respect it, which is, of course, respect is what the left demands on our way to celebrate. You have to celebrate it, but we're not there yet. This is literally an underground railroad, a pipeline to let pedophiles out. Okay, here's what happened. In 2016. Gavin Newsom and the left passed Prop 57. They are using this Proposition 57, which gives kind of wide and large ability to early parole nonviolent felons. Problem is buried in there in that whole Prop 57. It allows the governor to decide who he considers to be a nonviolent felon. The governor of the judicial system has now decided that, pedophiles are nonviolent.
Really?
7,000 of them have been released in recent years. Analysis of a California database of sex offenders shows thousands of child molesters are being let out after just a few months, despite sentencing guidelines. Why? Because of Proposition 57. I blame this on the prosecutors who are able to use this, but also on Gavin Newsom, who has some ability in Prop 57 to be able to decide.
Oddly enough, coming from the people who tell us that words are violence.
Yeah, but not pedophilia, not actual sodomy.
Hmm.
I mean, so this is not, let's not kid ourselves, okay? His left likes to do this. This is not an 18-year-old guy who fell in love with a 14-year-old girl. That is not what this is. These are people who are 47, 31. They're dating or trying to date or abuse people under the age of 14. This is hardcore pedophilia. Now, listen to how crazy this gets, okay? There's a law called Megan's Law, based on Megan Conca, who was murdered by a pedophile. And that law says, listen, you can't hide the conviction data. You can't hide the names. You have to make them publicly available as well as where they live and what their record is. In other words, John Smith was convicted for this, so we paroled John Smith. He's out today. So the families will know. So people will know. Give them some ability to keep their kids safe. Okay, that is the law. You have to turn it over. You cannot hide that you've paroled another sex offender using Proposition 57. But listen to what California is doing. UK Daily Mail goes online, starts using the database. They call up the governor's office. They call up judicial system, say, hey, listen, we're missing some years. It only goes up to 2019, right? These numbers are only from 2016 to 2019. They let 7,000 go, having served only a few months. Can we have the rest of the data? They have an absolute right to that under FOIA law and Megan's Law. It's not even a question. It's total public information. Did you let him out? When'd you let him out? When'd you parole him? Who paroled him? Who let him go? And this gives prosecutors, the governor, and the system the ability to do this, okay? They're just, California, Lee, is just refusing to give this to the Daily Mail. They just won't turn the information over. They're making him sue. And they say even worse, once they called with these questions saying, hey, listen, we need the numbers after 2019. We are totally, legally able to get this information. You cannot withhold it. You know what they did? They took the search function off the conviction page. So this is an underground railroad, a sick, twisted version of one, in California. This is a pedophile rights movement in California. Do not kid yourself. What you're seeing with Balenciaga in that ad, that pro-molester ad, and we now find out the very executives of that company were at the photo shoot with the children the bondage costumes.
And then blame the agency.
And then blame the agency. This is a very hip, very hot movement on the left. Pedophile rights. It is the new thing. Do not kid yourself. And look, we failed to stop every one of their past movements, and look where we are. We need to stop this one. And we can do it now. We can use shame. These are not coincidental things that are just, you know, kind of oopsie happening. It's interesting because Deputy DA John Hatami, who actually worked under LA DA George Gascon, one of those who's letting these guys out, you know, and you have some ability to do that if your office prosecuted them under Prop 57, the early parole for nonviolent felons, they call it, to, you know, get them out of prison. This Deputy DA John Hatami called this terrifying and shameful. And he's one of the prosecutors who prosecuted some of those guys. And he says flat out, listen, you cannot rehabilitate them.
Not so, likely a right-wing Republican either.
No, he's a left-winger.
Yeah.
He totally is. He absolutely is. And he worked for Gascon. He's condemned Gascon, though. And he says it's ridiculous. He said, listen, we would push for the maximum sentences in these cases because he says, you know, the minute they get out, they're going to do it again. So every day we can get is another day children stay safe. And they're letting him go, having served just a couple of months. 7,152 pedophiles in 3 years, and we only have the numbers lead between 2016 and 2019. They all served less than a year. And these are guys that were facing, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So in California, I understand there's nothing more than a slap on the wrist now for things like, listen to this, rape, sodomy, kidnapping of a child under 14 with intent to commit lewd and lascivious, I never can say that word, acts.
Lascivious.
Thank you. Assault with intent to rape on an under 18. Pimping minors. We're talking about serious stuff here. We're not talking about he looked at some porn, kiddie porn on a website. We're not talking about he shared some kiddie porn but didn't actually produce it. We're talking about actual sexual abuse.
So apparently America's children are not safe from Democrat legislators, whether before birth or after birth.
Mm-mm, no. This is it. This is the movement. And I'm telling you, Ketanji Brown Jackson was put on the Supreme Court. I know Joe Biden promised a black female Supreme Court justice. There were a ton of them he could have put on there. He chose her because she had a history of not just reducing to the absolute minimum allowed by law and a couple times below that the sentences for pedophiles, but for proselytizing, for editorializing from the bench that she is, and apologizing to these guys, I'm so sorry I have to send you to prison. In front of the victims and their families. She's the first pro-pedophile Supreme Court justice. She's a MAP advocate. And if we don't watch it, we're going to watch. Folks, you know what it's going to be? Give them 5 years, give them 10 years. You're going to be deplatformed for being a MAPophobe and intolerant. And then you know what's coming? Let me tell you, because I've been telling you where they've been going with this for a long, long time. This whole right to self-identity. If you're a child who identifies as a person who's in an adult relationship, if you want to be in a relationship with an adult, your parents can't stop you. That's where they're going. That's what all of this is for. This culture has absolutely infected Disney. It is very hot in Hollywood. Oh, by the way, though, good news. Did you see Bob Iger? You know, he took Disney back over.
Right. Yeah.
And now that employee seminar that he did has leaked, and he's saying, "Hey, listen, you know, we're going to dial back on the woke. We're going to try to stay out of politics."
Good luck. Hope he's right. But
yeah, we'll see. And listen, if he does that, they're going to have to give him wide latitude because it's going to get wild for a while. Well, I mean, you're going to see protests, and it's going to be Disney's own employees.
Well, that brand has suffered a lot lately, and it's in fact, you may have heard something about their recent animated film came out, which completely flopped. Which was another woke agenda piece.
Yeah, you know, the total budget for that was $250 million. It's $180 to make, but then the rest of it was promotion. And they're thinking tops it's going to make $100 million. So Disney stock, I'd stay away from that. So we'll see what Iger does, but he's going to have to turn around these films. I mean, he's going to have to turn this around. Just go back to staying out of the politics. And that's what he said. He said, we're going to stay out of the politics. That is good corporate policy. And he even went as far as to say that basically they were sorry that they had tangled with Ron DeSantis. They lost their tax exempt status. That alone cost them billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I hope it hurt. Why don't you make up the difference in the Elon Musk way? Why don't you just go ahead and fire those woke employees who are costing you all that money? You know, the ones who go on video and say they feel it's their job to, interject their values into the cartoons they make. I mean, at this point, if you're parking your toddler in front of Disney while you're making dinner, I mean, I got to ask you, like, what are you thinking? It's the equivalent of, here's $5. Go buy yourself a lollipop from that dingy white van driving through the neighborhood. I mean, that's how I think of Disney, Ali, the dingy white van. Because you know child abusers always drive a white van. You know that, right? It's never any other color. It's always white. I don't know what the deal is with that, but yeah. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.